Welcome to WNCW's new music podcast, On the Way Up. I'm your host, Joe Kendrick, and we're up to episode 29, where we'll spotlight Christmas themes with some of the best new music to come our way this season, like The Minus Five, Courtney Marie Andrews, The Decemberists, who have the perfect name for offering up a Christmas song, by the way, Lowland Hum, and more. On DJ for a Day, I'll talk with WNCW morning host and music director Martin Anderson about our top 100 of 2017, as voting for that yearly best of list is going on right now at WNCW.org. Plus, we'll spin you a segue of the week, pairing a newly reissued and practically unheard of soul tune from 1983 with another funky gem from our stacks of Christmas discs. We hope you'll consider WNCW when you're making your list and checking it twice. So if we're on your nice list, we welcome your donation at our website at WNCW.org. Your contributions are tax deductible as always. Into the music we'll go with this one from The Minus Five.
There's a chubby little bluebird calling. We got mistletoe and holly and those flowers with the red leaves I forget. Got the ice and little lickles and the sunset quite magical and the evening's only barely started yet. Folks are on the pond out skating, careless practice serenading. Snowmen and women grow out of ground. And where once it all was peaceful, now it's boisterous and gleeful. Oh, it's wintertime, the snow is coming down.
There'll be joking and good sporting. There'll be rosy cheeks and courting. As for carriage rides, we all have got our doubts. Still we've laughter at each other. Brothers, sisters, fathers, mothers, boys and girlfriends who are not that wild about. And sure there are those we're missing. Ones we love gone down in history. We will drop a tear or two then raise a round. To the seasons in their past and to all the love out there for half. Oh no, it's winter time, the snow is coming down. There's toboggans and eggnoggins, and we all will hang our stockings and wonder what the morning time will bring. There'll be frost on every windowsill and sledders up on Breakleg Hill and jingles singing jingle-ling-a-ling. And we all can see our breath outside. The air is cold and fresh outside. The sense of wonder fills our little town. On each face a look of wonder at the spell we all are under. Oh, it's winter time, the snow is coming down. So someone get a punch bowl or whatever thing majig will hold. A little ice and a lot of something cold. We haven't got a lot of punch, but that's alright, we got a bunch of other stuff to make the church bells toll. Someone fetch the pastor's daughter, he don't know that she's a rocker, but she honky-tonks like no one else around. Outside the temperature is dropping, inside we're jingle-hopping, it's winter time, the snow is coming down. And even though the food is hateful, sure we'll have another plateful. It's winter time, the snow is coming down. We'll roast chestnuts in the fire, and like last year, wonder why. Oh, it's winter time, the snow is coming down. It's winter time, the snow is coming down. It's winter time, the snow is coming down.
That's Josh Ritter and Wintertime, the Snow is Coming Down. Josh didn't set out to write a holiday tune, but his muse had another idea. He was working on his recent record, Gathering, and says, I was in a phase of writing whatever came to mind. I tried not to filter anything. One morning, I woke up with a holiday song in my head. I worked on it a little while and ended up recording it on one of the hottest days of the year. Ahead of that, an album that is strong all the way through. It's the Minus Five's Dear December with When Christmas Hurts You This Way. Scott McCoy penned a few holiday numbers to submit to another holiday album and became inspired by the task to write an album's worth of material and deciding to record that with his group, the Minus Five, which for this project includes Minus Five co-captain Peter Buck and drummer Joe Idragna as core members. Scott says, I wanted to evoke the classic Christmas album feeling, yet I also wanted to curb my cynical tendencies as well. I feel we succeeded on both counts as the results are a holiday record that should work for any and all. McCoy teams with the Posies for this tune. Sadly, Scott McCoy suffered a stroke just last month when he was touring with Alejandro Escovedo. He is in stable condition now, though, and there is a GoFundMe campaign that's been set up to help with his medical bills. Courtney Marie Andrews is a newcomer to many WNCW listeners with last year's Honest Life getting rave reviews, but she's been recording music as far back as 2008. Here's her rendition of the seasonal standard, I'll Be Home for Christmas.
Snow and first earthly night. The wise men brought riches, but we brought a candle. It's all that we have, but it gives a good light.
We are the shepherds. We walked across the mountains. We left our flocks when the new star.
That's Lowland Hum with the Johnny Cash cover, We Are the Shepherds, from their EP Songs for Christmas Time. They're an art folk band based in Charlottesville, Virginia, made up of husband-wife team Daniel and Lauren Gones. Their website encourages you to, quote, support quiet music. That song and all of the ones they play on the EP are standards like Joy to the World, Oh Holy Night, Silent Night, and so on. Ahead of that, Courtney Marie Andrews, I'll Be Home for Christmas. Courtney says, this song couldn't speak truer words about how a musician feels around the holidays. This stunning classic feels comforting to sing for someone who spends almost the entire year out on the road. It paints a humble picture of yearning and hopefulness, while never revealing if the narrator will fulfill his promise of returning home for the holidays. We decided to go with a raw live sound as to not taint the classic nature of the song. Next up, let's get a little bit of rock and roll going with Home for Christmas by Kenny Laguna.
Hand in hand we walk together all those great December days. Just close your eyes, remember them, hear what I have to say. There are sleigh bells tinkling past the rink in the meadow where we used to go skating.
Make Christmas. Come home for Christmas.
Only thing that matters to me.
Far from home, got a place you call your own, but it's Christmas time, and we should be together. There's children on the corner singing in a choir, and I'm gonna trim the tree the way we used to do. I've got no other plans, I'm living on the chance that you can get your mama home with you. And there's always something round to the mind. There's only one thing I could want. I want you home for Christmas.
Please come home for Christmas.
Christmas.
Please come home for Christmas.
Now your daddy's done some shopping, so when Santa comes knocking, I'll leave you something special where you hung up your stockings. There's only one thing that I want. I want you home for Christmas.
Decemberists, covering Big Star and Jesus Christ here on WNCW's New Music Podcast on the Way Up. I don't think that the Decemberists have recorded a Christmas tune in over a decade, going back to their cover of John Denver's Please Daddy Don't Get Drunk This Christmas Time. And I was very glad to hear this version of Big Star's Jesus Christ. Colin Molloy and the band have had a busy year with a terrific album partnering with British singer Olivia Chaney in the group Offa Rex, which we featured in episode 21. Big Star has also been back in the spotlight with the double disc live tribute, Thank You Friends, Big Star's third live and more, coming out earlier this year. This is a great version of the Big Star tune written by the late Alex Chilton and one of my favorites for the season. Ahead of that, Kenny Laguna and Home for Christmas. It was originally released as a single in 1979, but failed to chart. Kenny Laguna played on 1960s hits by the Lemon Pipers, 1910 Fruit Gum Company, and Crazy Elephant. In the 1980s, he produced Bad Reputation and I Love Rock and Roll for Joan Jett. Raise your hand if you've heard of the next artist, Tav Falco. He goes back a long ways and has released his first Christmas record, A Tav Falco Christmas. Here he is with Soulful Christmas.
Roll over. Cut it. I ain't talking just to tease. People like you, they don't grow on trees. Looky here, that's what it's gonna be. Have everything I need around my soulful Christmas tree.
See my show. See
another Christmas tune that was recorded in the summertime, Tav Falco, Soulful Christmas, here on the Way Up. Recorded in Memphis this year, his American and Euro Vagabonds, holding up at Sam Phillips Recording Service Studios. And the lineup includes bassist Mike Watt of Minutemen fame, guitarist Mario Monterosso, and drummer Toby Dammit, currently the touring keyboardist in Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. Up next, it's DJ for a Day as WNCW's Martin Anderson joins me for a chat about our top 100 of 2017 and some tips and strategies for you as you consider some of your favorite releases of the past year. It is time to look back on the fantastic releases that came our way here at Public Radio WNCW. Lots and lots of titles pour through our inboxes and our mailboxes every week, every day, really. And we've got a lot of winners up on our website at wncw.org for you to peruse and consider for your top 10. I'm joined by music director and morning host Martin Anderson, who has a big hand in all of this. Welcome, Martin.
Thank you, Joe. It's fun when this time of year comes around. A little daunting because we have that big list of albums we got over the course of the year. We whittle the list down to a reasonable level of about 400 or so of the ones that we've played the most. But of course, folks can enter in their own entries too if they're not included, but they feel like they did hear them on WNCW.
There are a lot of ways that you can go about picking the top 10. This is your invitation to go ahead and start that process if you haven't already. Lots of things to consider. Martin, I couldn't come up with the top 10 of 2017 off the top of my head. I would have to look at a list of records to jog my memory. I think that's like a lot of people.
Yeah, which is why we do come up with a big list of the ones that we've played the most and some real kind of recognizable names. It can be daunting, though, when you look at that list. I mean, we're talking 400 or so. And again, you could see it right there on our website, wncw.org. And it's all alphabetized by first name. And your head can get kind of dizzy looking at them all. But hopefully that will help. And if you just kind of take your time with it, maybe take some notes and spend a chunk of time one evening, come back to it if you like. The goal is to have fun with it. And the goal is to remind yourself of just what kind of music you like and who really moved you this year. And it can be a nice little time capsule for yourself and certainly for all of us at the station of what was big and what was trending this year.
We have some helpful hints in this whole exercise for you. And my biggest tip is just go with what you most listen to. Don't take other people's advice. Don't read reviews and go with whatever the big buzz is about some artist. Go with like records that you actually bought. Artists that you saw in concert. That's always a big help to me to have had those direct experiences with artists. And that usually pushes a lot of those records into the top 10 for me personally.
That helps a lot. Or if you just really got to know one or two songs, maybe you didn't buy the whole album, maybe you're really just kind of buying downloads nowadays or something, but there was one or two from an artist that really moved you, whether a new discovery or one of your old favorites, then, you know, that would count for that album being worthy of a vote in your top 10. I think we all know, Joe, that a lot of folks will vote for someone just because it's a recognizable name. Oh, Artist X was one of my favorites back in my teens or 20s. Oh, they put out an album this year. I guess I'll include that one. And, you know, I'm not to delegitimize that as a vote because maybe you really did kind of like that person's release because hearing the name and the voice conjured up good memories for you. And that's a big part of why we might like a release. But we do encourage you to dig a little deeper and make sure that it's something from that person's or that act's release of this year that you really find worthy. Some of my favorite artists of all time, they're not going to make my top 10 because I feel like, oh, this one doesn't really speak to me so much.
I would put, well, not really. I could say Jason Isbell. I like the new Jason Isbell and the 400-unit record, but I didn't latch on to it nearly as much as the previous two records. For whatever reason, maybe I just didn't spend enough time with it. I think that's a big factor, is actually getting a record and spending time with it.
For sure. Yeah. And sometimes it takes going through the list that's on the website and then maybe revisiting. It's like, now what was that one about? And whether you have the album in your collection or you just want to go look at their YouTubes or something, or keep a better ear to WNCW for when they show up again. And like I said, if it's only one or two songs that really speak to you, but they really speak to you, then include it.
We've got a lot of names to throw out at you that might be high up in the overall top 100.
Mm-hmm.
We like to prognosticate on this, get our little crystal ball out and see what comes up. And sometimes we're right. I think Dan Auerbach is going to make it pretty high up this year.
He is on my top 10 list for sure. And I wasn't the hugest Black Keys fan, but I've really grown to like his work. And this album was a really good one. It's inventive. It's original. There's catchy tunes, but it's not like, you know, sugary saccharine pop. There's some meat on the bone.
I think also His Golden Messenger gave us another real winner, and that's sure to be high up in the top 100, and deservedly so.
Yeah, that was a great one from MC Taylor, His Golden Messenger. How about Marty Stewart and His Fabulous Superlatives, Way Out West?
Yeah, that's a good one.
Uh-huh,
good one.
Uh-huh.
Got to see him here at Isothermal.
Yeah.
And at Merlefest.
So there you go. And the favorite of the Cosmic American Music Show fans. Closer to home, there's a regional act, Nikki Lane, originally from Greenville. She doesn't live around here anymore, but we really like her sound. In the banjo world, Noam Pikelny. Let us not forget these earlier releases from earlier in the year, like Noam Pikelny is the banjo player who put out his album, but he also plays some guitar work.
And actually sings on a couple of tracks.
He does, and no one knew he sang. Like Bela Fleck, who you hear singing a little bit on his one with Abigail Washburn, another contender.
Regional favorites are always going to be factoring into our top 100, probably more so than a lot of other stations that I would bet. So folks like John Stickley Trio, I think, will be pretty high up on that list, or at least be in the top 100 somewhere. Maybe a newcomer like Alexa Rose will make it into the top 100. That really got a lot of people, caught a lot of people on to her sound this year.
Yeah, I just spun a tune from her the other day in the morning mix and was reminded of what a well-done record that was. One thing to keep in mind, it's almost maybe sort of like a pet peeve. We'll notice some folks will vote for... kind of, you can tell they're just voting for their friends' band, speaking of, you know, regional music. And hey, if that really is an album that spoke to you and you just happen to get to know it because they were your friend, well, hey, that's legitimate. But just kind of make sure that you have enough in your top 10 to really warrant submitting a whole list. You know, we can kind of tell if it's really just a couple ones that seem genuine and then the rest was just kind of thrown in.
Yeah, we can smell those campaigns. That's what we call them. We can tell that there's campaigning going on. And nothing against artists and bands advocating for themselves, because, good gosh, I mean, they've got to survive at all, to be out there and promote themselves. But there is some things are a little bit more blatant and orchestrated than others.
Right. And hey, if that campaign email sent by someone that you know is what has inspired you to vote for your top 10 at WNCW.org. Well, hey, whatever, in my opinion, whatever it takes to get you involved in doing this fun project is great. We just want to know that, you know, you really are a listener of WNCW and you heard it at the station and you genuinely like it and the others on your list.
I think a lot of the regional bands put a lot more stock in our top 100. It's more important to them in general than we may realize. We've already picked up on that from just the first couple of days or so that this has been live.
Yes, yes. And we love hearing from folks saying, you know, oh, they're glad the list is going and we want to be involved and we want to compete with some of these big names like, you know, Taj Mahal and Keb Mo. They got together that Taj Mo release. And, you know, there's a pretty good chance that they're going to rank well because they're household names. Same with Van Morrison. Speaking of the blues, he's got a new blues release out, and, you know, he's probably going to rank somewhere up there. And then a newer act, but still a pretty big name, St. Vincent, has a new release.
Yeah, and it's a little bit of a departure, or maybe just an evolution in her sound, but it's pretty strong.
Yes, it is. I like going, I like noticing some of these artists that aren't household names, but they had really quality music. Now, you know the Decemberists, right? A lot of our listeners know the Decemberists. Well, how many of you know that they actually did put out an album this year, but it was under the name Offa Rex, some name of a group. It was some Latin name that Colin Malloy came up with because he's creative like that. And they got together with an English singer, Olivia Chaney. Their album from Off of Rex is one of my favorites. It might be my number one. I'm still jockeying for what that number one slot's going to be.
Now, don't despair if you don't see some of your favorite music on this list. You can write in some titles. Now, I didn't pore over it closely enough to see if the Midnight Sister record was on the list, Martin. It probably isn't because it was an Arc Overnight record. Now, that's one that I think will make my top 10.
Really?
It just really grabbed me, and I had one of the tunes on that disc was a total earworm for me for like days, a period of weeks where I just couldn't get enough of that one song. And I encourage you to include records like that and pencil them in.
By all means, I'll throw another one from the other side of left field. It's a Celtic group called Imar, I-M-A-R. We played it on Celtic Winds, our Sunday show, and a time or two. Very few people know them, but it's just all instrumental Scottish and Irish music, and I've really been kind of following that a lot this year in particular, and it just really spoke to me, and they have probably no chance at all of getting on the list, but hey, why not go for it? And if, like you said, Joe, if they're not on the list, at the very bottom of that A to Z list, there's a spot where you can write in one, and we definitely tabulate those.
It's at wncw.org, the top 100 of 2017, as voted by you, the WNCW listeners, and some of the WNCW staff.
Yes, we enjoy weighing in as well.
Thanks for being on, Martin.
My pleasure. Happy voting, and we'll see how it all shakes out. Maybe, I don't know exactly when we'll count them down, but one of those last days of the year, and it's a lot of fun.
And we're giving away the top 10 of 2017 to one lucky listener who has entered their top 10 and our overall top 100 here at Grassroots Radio. We wrap up the show today with some soul and funk, starting with a practically unheard record by Joseph Washington Jr. This is a reissue on the Numero Group label, and they specialize in reissues of rare discs, especially out-of-print small imprint roots and soul music. Here's Joseph Washington Jr. with Merry Christmas from the disc Merry Christmas to You.
I say a Merry Christmas. Well, a Merry Christmas.
Oh yeah, those pork chops are smelling good. That was Electric Jungle with Funky Funky Christmas from the Strut Records compilation In the Christmas Groove. It features rare gems of soul and funk from the likes of Jimmy Reed, the Harlem Children's Chorus, and Wild Honey. And that one from Electric Jungle always gets us going here at WNCW. And ahead of that, the barely known 1983 private issue of Joseph Washington Jr. He also recorded a non-holiday album in 1988 called Make Way for Love. That's our show. Thanks for listening. Please support the artists you enjoy hearing on our new music podcast, and we're always glad to have your support as well. I'm your host, Joe Kendrick, and it is an honor and a pleasure to bring you this show. Here's Eliza Lynn to take us away.
Sing a new song in the rain. Sing a new song till the drops coming down. Sing a new song. Sing a new song where the sky meets.